Words from the prophet Isaiah. Return to me with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful and slow to anger. In the name of God, Source, Word, and life-giving Spirit. Amen. Pivot is one of those words we have heard over and over again in the past year. Pivot is part of the COVID lexicon, like bubble, social distancing, or flattening the curve. These COVID-isms have taken on new meanings in ways we could not have imagined. A bubble used to be a thing that children played with, but now it is that small group of close relations you remain in contact with. Social distancing was what you did when you found someone rather annoying, and you did whatever you could to stay clear of that individual. Now it is what we do to keep the both of us alive. And flattening the curve. Well, that one might be new, but if I had to guess, it sounds a little bit like a diet slogan, motivating us to flatten the flab on our front or backside. Pivot. If you had asked me a year ago, I probably would have referenced sports. When a basketball player holding the ball may move in any direction with one foot, while keeping the other foot, the pivot foot, in contact with the floor. But now, pivot means when life as you know it comes grinding to a halt, and your plans are thrown up into the air, and you are asked to figure out what to do with a completely unknown, unexpected situation for which you are very unprepared. You are asked to pivot. Pivot in this sense is a life-defining, life-changing action. It is a dramatic reversal from what we thought we knew life was to something else. In the spiritual life, we are asked to pivot. For some of us, it can take the form of a life-defining, life-changing moment. For others, it is a slow, gradual turning. But the destination is the same. Return to me with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God. It sounds rather simple, but it is not. So much of life can be centered around our plans, our desires, our treasures. We can hold onto these things in our heart so tightly that there is almost no room for God to be found in our heart. But God is inviting us to pivot, to turn towards him and discover not just a richer and fuller life, but that God's true treasure is his unsurpassed love. God is inviting us to pivot so that the treasure in our heart is his love. Our gospel today gets to the heart of this action of pivoting from earthly treasures to God's heavenly treasures. It is a gospel that challenges us because we must confess that earthly treasures do give us joy and do offer us security. And it is very natural that our hearts can become attached to the things we possess. Perhaps we have already had the experience of waiting impatiently for the weekend to arrive, for some special event. But we quickly realize that it could only be a short-lived experience and that nothing fundamental had changed. Or perhaps we have worked for a long time to get a certain job or saved a lot of money to buy a specific object. But then we realize that by the time we acquire them, the job or the object had already lost its importance for us. A fall in the stock market can depreciate a portfolio of shares just as radically as moths and vermin can destroy a harvest. An unfavorable economic climate can even cause real estate and land values to collapse. Jesus invites us to look at our treasures with discernment. He invites us to distinguish a futile search and transitory pleasures for what can be more lasting. He invites us to pivot from the treasures of the earth to the treasures of our God in heaven. The Bible never ceases to express confidence in God's faithfulness. Life is fragile, but God's word never fails. People die easily, but God's love is everlasting. At the heart of this pivot from earthly to heavenly treasures, we find these questions. Where is our treasure? Where do we find joy and security? What is our heart attached to? Writing some 500 years ago, Martin Luther answered these questions this way. Whatever you cling to in your heart is your God. It is from him that you expect everything good. In him you find refuge in times of distress. When God tells us in his commandments not to have other gods but him, it is as if he were saying, look to me for whatever is lacking and seek it from me. I will give it to you. Make sure that your heart does not remain attached to other things and finds no rest anywhere else. This Lent, like all Lents, we are invited to examine ourselves and to see how much progress we have made in the spiritual pivot. Our spiritual pivot says God is the one who deserves to be sought after and loved. God is the sure value that never changes. God's love for us remains the solid ground that will never give away. On him, we can build a house made of faith, hope, and love, the treasures of heaven that will never pass away. Amen.